Yeah, we're going to keep providing competition. We're going to keep looking at the UFA class. We're going to keep grinding on the roster. There will be, you know, whether you find out about it or not, there will be a number of workouts run through this building between now and before the start of the season. We're going to keep looking at this roster, and if we find a skill or trait in a player at a position that is better than what we currently have, we're going to sign them. We'll release another player. We're going to keep working the roster to improve the level of competition so we get better as a team. So we're definitely going to look at the safety position, continue to look at it extensively in the UFA market and the draft and post-draft. Yeah, we got some holes to fill, Brad. We got a lot of work to do. We got a lot of work to do on our roster. That's why I made sure that, hey, I want our fans to know that that work's not going to stop, and we just consider these signings as a step. Step in the right direction. We feel very good about the players we signed, but we've got a lot of work to do. Yeah, Johnny, and I appreciate you bringing that up because we all want to congratulate Josh. He's been provided with a great opportunity to be a starter down there in Tampa. We're very happy for him and very proud for him. Obviously, we look forward to competing with him against him on the field, but very happy for him that he's had this opportunity. And that's what I talked about postseason, about that Josh has earned the right and the respect to be given the opportunity to go and look, and he found that opportunity, and we're very happy for him. But as far as our team is concerned at backup quarterback, we like Jordan Palmer. That's why we brought him back. He's a guy that fit in incredibly quick. He was a good influence in the room. Got good intelligence. I think he showed our fans in the Cleveland game that he has a good arm and he's an accurate player that makes quick decisions. So we want him to develop. And obviously the nice thing about Jordan is that not only the experience of coming back here, but he's been a backup for a number of years in the league in Cincinnati. He has that experience. He knows what those responsibilities entail. We have a young developmental player here. Obviously we're going to look at the draft for opportunity to add to our quarterback roster, and at some point we'll probably bring in a bunch of veterans after this wave of free agency, this first and second wave, and we take a look at who's still looking for an opportunity. We'll bring them in, we'll try them out, and we may sign another one. Yeah, we're working through that. I know that I believe Henry's got a number of teams to look through. You know, they're very interested in his medical status. With Charles, that's an ongoing conversation. We'll just see how that finishes up. He's a good pass rusher. You know, when I looked at him versus the players that we have on our team, his two-year combined total with disruption was higher than anybody on our team. You know, and I know I've used that word disruptions, and there's a lot of variations of what that means. And, you know, we use Stats Inc. As our provider for those independent stats. And we've done the research from 2008 on. You know, when a pass play is performed without pressure, without a knockdown hit or sack, the percentage of completion is about 64%. When there is a sack, obviously it goes to zero, but with a hit or a pressure, it goes to 38.5. So those are significant when you talk about disruptions on the passer. He certainly has had those. Versatility, I mean, he's a little bit more experienced in terms of the back end than he is the front end. He's a lighter player. He's got good range. He has good coverage skills. The number of starts and experience that he has, and he's been a good special teams player. Definitely in terms of, you know, the areas that we need to continue to focus in on. You know, obviously we've brought a couple safeties in and a defensive lineman, Jordan. Sin has been an outstanding special teams player. We still have a lot of work to do in terms of the draft, and it'll continue to be, Mike, in terms of the players still available in UFA market. When we make the next couple of moves, that will have a clarity in terms of what our draft moves may be.